Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful to be with you all again. If you've noticed, we took a break for a while as ministry and organization was revamping, but we're back now with more fervor than ever before, excited about empowering others and making an impact in the earth. I want to thank all of our followers for their patience with us, for their constant support. Even while we were out, you took advantage of the archives and were able to listen to some very relevant teachings in the absence of our being live each week. So not to prolong time, Father, we thank you this morning for just another teaching opportunity. Father, we thank you for the anointing to bring forth the word. Father, that we would do that which you've called us to do. God, we give you praise for it this morning. We give you praise for it this morning, God, for what you're about to do. We thank you and we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, this morning, we are grateful, again, for the word. We're grateful for this time of sharing. And this morning, we want to just talk from the topic, doing it, even when we don't understand. Even when we don't understand. Obeying the plan. Sometimes we don't understand it all. Sometimes we get some instructions, we get instructions and we move according to how we feel. But in this season, we have got to have a very keen ear to hear what God is saying and to obey what God is saying, even when we don't completely understand it all. We're going to go to the scripture in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. It reads this: "Ye may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." I'm going to keep reading verse 46. "For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even tax collectors do the same? 47, and if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so?" Verse 48, "Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." You shall be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So you might be saying, well, Valerie, what does that have to do with obeying the plan? Over the last few weeks in our Bible study, we have been talking about different mindsets and attitudes that are necessary in this season. God is requiring of us that we obey. He's requiring of us that we have vision, that we have clear vision, the vision that he's spoken. He said in the scripture, "Write the vision and make it plain upon the tablet, that when men see it, they would be able to run with it." So again, this speaks to obeying the plan. Like I stated in the intro to this particular teaching, we have earthly fathers. Many of us know our earthly fathers, and if not our earthly fathers, our mothers or those who have rule over us as far as raising us as their children, when they would speak to us as a child, generally, prayerfully, I'm going to say prayerfully because I see too many children now, when the adults speak to them, they have too much mouth, smart mouth and cursing mouths and things like that instead of adhering to what's been spoken. But in the day that I was raised, when an adult spoke to me, especially my mother, my grandmother, my aunts, my uncles, when they spoke to me, even if I didn't understand their instructions completely, I knew that I had to obey, and I had better sense than to talk back. I just did what was asked of me. And as it is, having a Heavenly Father, when He gives us instructions, we've got to get in the place where we obey His instructions instead of trying to manipulate what He's saying to work for our good. Oh, I hear you, God. So often this is what happens when God speaks to us. We find ourselves doing everything except for what He spoke. If God said, I want you to be a mentor to those who have found themselves in a state of homelessness. I want you to find those families, and I want you to mentor those children. Well, in that situation, maybe those children are not the best smelling, the best dressed, the best behaved because of the traumas and stresses that they've gone through in life as a child. But God said His assignment to you was to go and mentor these children. Well, you decide, well, mentoring is mentoring. I'm not going to mentor those children. I'm going to go and get a job and at a learning center, and I'm going to mentor children at the learning center because, I mean, if that's what He wants me to do, I'll do it, and that way I can get paid for it. That's not what He asked you to do. That's not what He told you to do. He told you to mentor those in a state of homelessness. See, we have got to get our flesh out of the way, because our flesh will try to dictate to us what we want, and we will war with what God wants for us. When we fall short of fulfilling the assignment, it's affecting our impact in the kingdom. Let me say it again. When we fall short in fulfilling the assignment that God has given us in the earth, it's going to have a direct impact on how we can initiate change in the kingdom. To me, there's nothing worse than a hard-headed kid, a hard-headed child. I disdain the fact that I have to speak to a child more than one time to get something done. When I speak to you the first time, there should not be any additional dialogue except for, do you need that done right now? I'll take that. But when I ask a child to do something, I don't want to hear why. Why I got to do that? Why you can't ask somebody else? No, because I'm asking you, and I want you to do it. I think God feels that same way about us. When He says, I need you to do. Sometimes we say, well, God, why are you asking me to do that? I mean, I don't feel like I can do that. Why don't you ask somebody else to do that? God knows what He's doing. He knows exactly what He's doing. He knows exactly what He's spoken. He understands the instructions that He's given you, but it's up to you and me to follow His plan, even when we don't understand. Are we our Father's children? In the natural, we're quick that when we see children doing certain things, we're quick to say, you just like your daddy. Girl, you look just like your dad. I saw some individuals on Friday night I hadn't seen in a while, and the father came to me and he said, you see my twin? He was referring to his daughter, who looked so much like him. But he was happy to make me aware of the association between him and this young girl. How often, based on your willingness to follow God's plan, even when you don't understand it, that people look at you and say, oh, my God, they're so much like their Heavenly Father. When have you heard someone say that about you, that you're so much like your Heavenly Father because of how you're handling the assignment that He's given you in the earth? And I know that's a tough question. Just have to think about it, because often our attitudes and our behavior is tainted, again, by us as those humans with emotions and minds to do what we want to do when it's not even a part of his plan. You know, when we understand the kingdom, and when we understand who our King of Kings is and our Lord of Lords is, when we understand that, and we understand the price that Jesus paid for us at Calvary so that we have life and life more abundantly, these are some things that are necessary, even when it comes to obeying when you don't understand. You have to understand and put in place your allegiance. Your allegiance. Your allegiance can no longer be to self. Your allegiance can no longer be to your crew, your posse, your clique, your sorority, your fraternity, just your church. It has to be beyond that, because your allegiance has to be with Christ, who is King. Because it's him who deserves our loyalty and our honor and our obedience. When you say you are his, when you say you are a believer, what you're saying is that I've placed myself under his authority, which means I'm going to listen to him and I'm going to obey him even when I don't understand. Whatever he says, we determine to do just that. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we prayed that prayer, we were making a declaration then that I'm going to do it your way, Father. I'm going to do it your way. And one thing, too, that we have to do when we are going to obey his plan, even when we don't understand, we have to change our expectations. Change our expectations so that we understand that what we expect, what this flesh being expects, is probably not exactly what God expects from us. Being in this world, we see things happening where the world itself is going further away from God than going to him. We can look at the different things that have happened in legislature regarding same-sex unions. They're not marriages. They're just unions. They're just circumstances and situations to appease flesh. But when we look at these things, we're looking at situations that are far from what God has spoken, what God has placed in the Holy Writ as being right, but we're doing what pleases us. But God is saying again, I need you to change your expectations. You should not expect that everything I say to you is going to be pleasing. It's not going to always feel good. Because I love you, I'm going to deal with you sometimes. The word tells us that he chastens those that he loves, which means he's got to reprimand us when we get out of place, because he's requiring something of us. We've got to change our value system. We've got to change our idea of what the culture and society says as successful. Yes, it's nice to have money and cars and homes and, you know, the glitz and all that stuff is nice. But if that's not a part of his plan for you, your success is I obeyed his plan for my life. That's where your achievement is found. That's where your success is found, because you did what God instructed you to do. When you obey the plan, even when you don't understand, your priorities also change. Find is that the test of people's value is seen in how they spend time and money. How you spend your time and how you spend your money shows the world exactly where your priorities lie. It's Super Bowl Sunday here. People are changing the times of church services. People are canceling services. They're making plans outside of everything to make sure that when the whistle blows and the first kick is kicked, that they are in front of the TV to see
what happens with this 50th Super Bowl game? Is that really what our priority is supposed to be about? Is that really what we're supposed to focus on? No, we are still to focus on God's plan. His plan for our lives, even when we're not completely understanding all that he is requiring at this moment. I tell people often, you may invite someone to participate in a particular event or come and share in a certain setting. And what happens is they come up with excuses or not as to why they didn't attend. But one thing I know for certain is that anything you want to do, you get done. Anywhere you want to be, you truly want to be, you get there. And if it was a part of God's plan for you to be where I invited you to be, then guess what? You would have been there. And if it was for you to be there and you chose not to, God's going to deal with you on that. I'm not. Trust me, I'm not. But God will. Obeying him. Obeying him. I'll admit I've had challenges with obeying God even when I didn't understand. I found myself getting tired in his service. I drew back because I didn't completely understand. I felt as though I was overwhelmed because I didn't fully understand the impact of what God was trying to do for me and through me. But I'm grateful for the moment that I came to myself and I reassessed what was before me so that I could see clearly what God was navigating on my behalf. So another thing that we have to do as we're obeying the plan, we have to change our perspective. Change our perspective about the mission, the lifelong mission and assignment that God has given us. If you begin to see this thing as a task that weighs on you, you're not going to effectively get it done because that's burdensome. But when you fully understand just the assignment, not every facet of the plan, but if you understand your mission and your assignment for being in the earth, it will allow you to gravitate more easily to that which God has given you to do. I'm excited this morning because I have, in the past few days, encountered some individuals who show forth his light. That when I saw them in action, I knew instantly that they had relationship with the Father. I knew instantly that they had faith, God kind of faith, that they could speak to mountains and mountains would move, that they would believe God for healing and receive it, that they knew that they were more than a conqueror. Despite what men would see in them, they were winners. And it blessed my life because if we're going to obey the plan, even when we don't understand it, we've got to be more like Jesus. We've got to be like him. We've got to have the love and the compassion. We've got to have the mindset to fulfill assignment. And can you imagine that God sent his son, his only begotten son, here in the earth, and his assignment was testimony of my love. To those in the earth, I want you to look out among you, Jesus, and see the sin. See the ill-gotten reward. See the detriment. See all of this. But because of my love, I want you to sacrifice your life for all of them. Because of my love, I want you to just yield to my plan. I want you to take this beating. I want you to take these stripes on your back. I want you to take this piercing in your sides. I want you to take the thorn wrapped around your head. I want you to take this exhaustion, and I want you to suffer carrying this cross, because the weight of this cross is not just about you, Jesus, but it's about everyone of my love, because they want to obey my plan even when they don't understand. Come on, let me be honest with you. Sometimes I read the account of all that Jesus went through, and I was like, my God, he did all that for me. I know he knows me. God knows me. God knew me before I was in my mother's womb, and he had called me even then to be prophet to the nations. He knew me, but my relationship with Jesus, because of what he did for me, powers me to keep moving forward, even when I can't see the clear path ahead. Some songwriter wrote, and forgive me because I can't give you all the accolades, I can see clearly now that the rain is gone. So when it comes to our assignment, when it comes to obeying the plan, we can't wait for the rain to be gone to move forward. There are going to be times when we have to move forward in the rain, in the snow. We've got to move. We've got to be willing to give up every idea of what we as individuals are going to dictate and gravitate to what God has spoken. One thing I so appreciate about God and his infinite wisdom is that even in these last few months, as the Empowerment Police has revamped and launched out again, launched into the deep, is that as founder, my heart is settled and filled with excitement, because better than ever, I understand the plan. Better than ever, I understand my purpose. Better than ever, I understand his assignment. Better than ever, I'm able to hear and to see and to discern. Better than ever, prevails. Better than ever, I can see change. Not just in myself, but those that I encounter. I can see those who are really putting forth the effort to obey his plan. So often we have become ritualistic in religious activity, not taking time to hear what God has to say or what God desires, but following a plan that man has placed before us, because it's to fulfill their intent for us and not God's intent for us. This morning, God says, I want you to obey my plan. And if my plan doesn't line up with man's plan, that's a good thing. Because man don't have a heaven or a hell to take you to. Nothing. This is what I wrote in the
promotion of this broadcast. When your earthly father gives you instructions as a good child, you do your best to obey them. Likewise, when we understand the relationship and assignment given to us by our Heavenly Father, we must be willing to obey what He speaks as well. Often we found ourselves doing everything except for the assignment. We live in a place where the grace of God is shared among all those that acknowledge Him and those who don't. We can't fall short here. We have got to set the kingdom example through obedience, even when we don't understand it all. Obedience. The word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. And God is saying this morning that we've sacrificed enough. It's time now to get ourselves aligned with His plan for our lives, aligned with the assignment He's given us to fulfill in the earth. It's time to get focused on what He has spoken and then to do it. As you move forward in this week, be mindful that even when you don't understand it all, you still got to obey God's plan. Amen? So I thank you all for joining us this morning. I'm going to obey. I trust that you will too. I trust that you will too. I want to invite those in the Richmond Tri-Cities area on next Saturday, February 13th at 9 a.m. I will be speaker at a prayer breakfast at Mount Olive Baptist Church on Southside Richmond. The cost of tickets was $10 for this prayer breakfast. If you're interested in more information, feel free to contact me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Look us up, Empowerment Place, the Empowerment Place page on Facebook. You can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com, or you can give us a call at 804-658-3159. We'll be happy to receive your call, or if you have prayer requests, we are here for you. As always here at the Empowerment Place, we encourage each of you every day to do something to empower yourself. And then once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. You got to realize as we walk this walk, you are the key to your own empowerment. And if you want to overcome anything that you're facing in your lives, you have the innate ability to do it. And we're here to help you, overcome through the use of God's purpose. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Join us again on next week for another empowerment message. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday. For all of you football fans, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. I can't tell you which one. But I want you to enjoy yourselves. Be safe out there. Love each other. And enjoy life. Be empowered. God bless. Until next time.